Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
I say praise the Lord. My scripture this morning is a very popular passage in the Bible. Some may not even want to turn to it. It's one of the part of the Bible that early in life you learn. But my realization is that anything that becomes familiar, we abuse. Anything at all. And when abuse comes, that means that you don't benefit so much from it like you should anymore. That is, you take it for granted. One aspect is, of the Bible is, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. It's so popular that it doesn't benefit anybody anything anymore. But when the new convert to Christ reads that part, it means something. It becomes one of the major foundation that his life will be built upon. So is the scripture that I'm going to read today. Psalm 23, ladies and gentlemen, if you open here quickly for me, with me. I read. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Amen. What was the title of our message last week? Hello. Debrief. Debriefing the Christian. Because you so much interact with the world that sometimes we forget the values. We forget the very instructions that brought us in and that is sustaining us. And that's why there are always charges in the Bible that you don't need to copy the unbelievers. You don't need to become like them. Have nothing of them that will incite you as to distract you. Nothing. I mean nothing. What if I don't have it? You don't need it. You see, the thing about life is this. What I will get today, come on church, what I will get today that will make me look like, hey, that I cannot sustain, I don't want. Because you are going to spend the rest of your life trying to sustain it. Which is a disaster. No, I mean it. What I can get today that I don't think is God giving me, or I think is God and it's not God, I don't want. You say, why? Because it's going to give me trouble. Number one, it will take my peace away. And that's why materialism can never replace the message of the gospel. No. But are we going to get rich? Of course, yes. Are we going to stay healthy? Yes, in the name of Jesus. Are we going to live long? Yes, in the name of Jesus. They are basic needs of life. But if they become our pursuits, we are in trouble. So what am I talking about today? I'm talking about supernatural progress. Because it's real. Because it's the very, 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 very nature of God. I'm not saying it because I just want you to become the billionaire of your time. No. I'm not saying that I become the most prominent person in your generation. No. But if it's the covenant of God, you will be. What do you think, like, what do you think it means to say you are the light of the world? That means that everywhere is darkness. You are the lighthouse of your generation. That is a show off. And let God do the showing off. That's what I'm saying. I believe in it. And I have no apologies. What I don't believe in is when men will begin to pursue things and against pursuing God. I don't believe in that. Because it will never be sustained. Why would the psalmist say, the Lord is my shepherd? Whew. I read it. Then I asked myself the question. Revelation knowledge will make it look like it's just the theme of the New Testament. No. Why would David say, the Lord is my shepherd? That was revelation. We live by revelation. You see, I was listening to Benny Hinn. He said, not even the Bible will sustain you. He said, I don't believe that prayers have power. He said, I want to shock you. And he was talking. I'm like, okay. He said, yes, I'm happy I'm succeeding. See, a lot of times, what we call prayer is vain repetitions. Even Jesus said it. What I'm thinking of, and the way I'm going to go and get that contract, the way I'm going to chase that woman, the way I'm going to do this. You know you are not praying. You know God is not hearing. You know you yourself don't believe it. Why are you wasting your time? Why? The prayer I'm praying that is not by the Spirit, how can it work? I've read the Bible 10,000 times. Amen. The only thing is I'm yet to see the result in your life. That's all I've got to use. You need to do anything you do outside the Spirit cannot benefit you. Come on, church. My man, he said that I was, me too, I was okay. What is he trying to do? Let's be careful here. He said, but the Muslims pray. They pray 5 times. The Hindus pray. In fact, as a matter of fact, of all permissible religions, we are the ones that pray the least. Why? Because we are not bound by regulation that we must pray 10 times in a day. But see, we should be the one that pray the most. He says, pray without ceasing. Season there is not the season of the year or a period of time without stopping. It's a life of prayer. Oh my goodness, hallelujah. Amen. You say, why? Because something is happening. How? I know. By the Spirit. I feel it now. It's a life. That's your business. I know it's the truth. So what did David have? He had revelation knowledge. What was revelation? The Lord, Jehovah, is my shepherd. Yoku kere. The rest is play. The rest is small. Jesus is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I know he's your shepherd, but I'm talking of me now. He's my shepherd. That was a personal revelation. It was a personal thing. And if the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That means, no matter what I'm going through, what is confronting me today, I am going past it. I have a shepherd. And then, the concept of shepherd, of the shepherd in the Bible, is amazing. It's from Genesis to Revelation. When Jacob was dying on his dying bed, he said, the Lord has been the shepherd of my life. I owe it all to him. Whether in the Old or New Testament, if you are called of God, you say, mind the flock. Flock is a herd, it's a gathering of animals. So it is shepherding. Jesus talking to them after the resurrection, he said, feed my sheep, tend my sheep, feed my lamb. Hello. It was a revelation long before. No wonder his life was a revelation. I'm talking to lives today that are revelations. Oh no, somebody said to get it. I said I'm talking to revelations. Your life's revelation in your generation. That's what you are created to be. That's why it says you are the light. The light, you don't need to want to see the light. You will see the light. Come on. I'm talking of supernatural progress. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Not what you say, not what they say, not what the devil says. I shall not want. I am saying the Lord is my, I shall not. What are you saying about yourself? I shall not want. What does that mean to you? I won't lack anything needed for life. He said, God has provided for you all that pertains to life and godliness. The Lord has blessed me with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Hey, come on, Romans chapter 8. If he did not withhold his only begotten, what makes you think that he will not give you anything and everything he has given you? I shall not want. Pastor, shepherd is for animals. It's in the Old Testament. I hear you. Go and read Jeremiah and Ezekiel and see the warning of God to the pastors and to leaders. To the leaders of the covenant people. He called them shepherds and he was warning them how they treat the flock. And in John 10, let's open to John 10 quickly. Hallelujah. I will read and skip and read and skip and read and skip and then stop reading after a while. Most assuredly, Jesus speaking here, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Shepherd of the sheep, he. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hears his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them. And the sheep follows him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from strangers, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. Then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All whoever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and he will find. He will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, to destroy. But I'm come that they may have life. I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Can you see the shepherd-sheep relationship? The provision is always abundantly, is in excess. I am the good shepherd. Verse 11. Jesus said he's the shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for his sheep. That's why he died for you and I. If David could say the Lord is my shepherd, much more Taiwo today. Jesus is my shepherd. That's no heresy. That is the real stuff. And what makes it interesting is that it's a meditation. It's a personal meditation. It's a personal revelation. I can read this from heaven from now till eternity come. If I don't have a revelation of the shepherd that Jesus is, but I only need to know, and that's it. And the devil knows that he can cross certain lines. And I know that I can never be found in certain place again the rest of my life. I know. In the name of Jesus. Is somebody hearing me here today? Can't you see how special you are? Can't you see how much God has done for you? Can't you see that it's very easy to allow your life to be defined by the lies and the pressures of the world when God has it all prepared for you? And this is not just an illusion. This is not just a fake. It's not a fluke. This is reality, the reality of realities. You can become exactly what is written here from the supernatural and manifest it in the natural. That's what I'm saying. That's what we're getting. For us, there's no difference between the natural and supernatural. It's the same thing for the child of God. Because what happens, your spirit man is created. You are a spirit being and you are aware of the fact, you are conscious that you are a spirit being. So you are not like them anymore. Don't envy them. Don't do what they do. Don't live like they live anymore. You can't live that way. It's not you. Pastor, it's difficult. After I'm a man, it's not difficult. This thing you are telling me, it is difficult if only we will not follow his instructions. Yes, I attest the fact that it is difficult. But God will never tell you to do what you cannot do. Don't you know that the company you keep will determine what you get? No matter how saved you are, if your company is always those that will bring you down, you go down. That's why the friendship you make that begins to introduce something to your life that you have never seen before. Run! I don't care whether I say it's in the Gabriel. The company you keep, that things that you will never dare because you fear God, you begin to do it with impunity, that person is not your friend. It's not sent of God. But the company you keep, and you find yourself advancing in the word of God, believing God, moving, and seeing the power of God, seeing the manifestation of it. Don't you know he walks to the wise to be wise? So, Pastor, it's difficult. I agree. But where are you located? Who is your best friend? Who are those who constitute your circle of friends? You want the supernatural? Why do you think I will invite someone like Randy Clark? Because I see him moving in the supernatural. He believes in it. B. Johnson, he believes in it. Henry Cumberland, he believes in it. B. Winston, they believe in it. Benihin, he believes in it. Don't mind that man. But that's your business. I'm not looking at him that way. I'm looking at the fact that I see God manifesting in his life. That's what matters to me. Some like what is negative. Like that's okay. That's the world. We look for what is positive. That's the kingdom. Yeah, all this my God. Boo, 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 boo. Are you a Christian? The Bible says you believe good things of people. If you cannot believe good things of Christians, of course. Is that why Christians should misbehave anyway? Who makes you the judge? Are you best? Well, you are clean, you are perfect. Why you are pointing one? There's no five are pointing to you. You pray to become like Christ. If you think he is not, why don't you say, God, please help him? That's what God expects of you. There are certain patterns of the world that we shouldn't be found amongst us. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Emphatic. I shall not want. Now, look at the shepherd and the flock. There's an intimacy. There's a relationship. Is somebody hearing me? And so, I shall not want. That's general. I shall not want. Then he moves to the next line. He makes me. Hey, come on, help me. What do you want to become in life that you're almost killing yourself over? Let God make you. Whatever God makes is forever. Let God make you. He's still making. He never stops making. Believe in me, he's still making. He's still making. He's still making. Hear what he said to them. He said, follow me, I will make you. He's still making. Because this is a place of blessing. You don't come in here and live without God's touch. He will touch you, will bless you. You have something to take for today and for your future. That's the God we serve. He loves humanity. Believe in me, he does. That's what I'm called to do, to let people know that he loves them and that you can be the best that he wants you to be. He never wishes anybody evil. He doesn't even wish sinners to die and go to hell. He would rather that they repent and come to heaven. So anybody going to hell? Yes, there will be. Why? Because they will reject. Not because God wants them to reject. No. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Come on, green pastures. And the animal and the sheep. Come on, talk to me. When you see a sheep lying down in green pastures, what is Jim? What is you? What I said to you, right, is that he has eaten over full. That's when you see the sheep lie down. He makes me to lie down. Hear me. The shepherd of your soul is constantly making you to lie down. My prayer today in the name of Jesus is that you will progress in this line of revelation. He makes me. Why am I struggling? Let him do what him only can do. Some people are fond of saying, when everybody gets there, when I get there, you have come to believe a lie. Pastor, I'm haunted. Why? Because death. Listen to me. When the devil shows you dead, he has just told you a big lie. Have you ever read in the Bible that the devil tells the truth? The Bible says when he talks, he's a liar. He has always lied from the beginning. His father is a liar. Him is the father of lies. So when he says you are short, that means that you are probably tall. You say, what do you mean? You say, I'm not up to 5 feet, and you're saying I'm probably tall. Hey, watch your children now. If the devil keeps telling you are short, you're short, watch your children. That's when you know who you really are. The devil is a liar, and men believe him easily. He's a liar. He's a liar. If he says you will never make it in life, please prepare, because you are going to be popular in the kingdom of God. But if you believe the devil, unfortunately, your life will go in that direction. That's the truth. He's a liar. And so when you see a man complaining about the devil's disturbance, usually we don't say he's the devil, we say he's a man. The devil hides behind a man and hides behind the situation, and he puts pressure on you, and you keep on talking to him when you should be speaking what God has done. Satan is a liar. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Next line. He restores my soul. So, number one, he's my Jehovah, my covenant God. He's my shepherd. See, for the shepherd, in his view, constantly is the flock. The eyes of God run to and fro the earth to show himself what? Strong on your behalf. Hello. The shepherd will never leave the sheep. It's his responsibility as a shepherd. Jesus says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will never leave you as orphan. Come on, John 14. I will come to you. See, I will send you another comforter. He will not only be with you, he will be in you. What we are having is an organic union. Nothing can separate us anymore. I'm forever yours, you are forever mine. He prayed a prayer in the place where he was talking to them. He said, so that as the Father is in me and I in you and you in me, that's what we are saying. It's a tripartite union. God in Christ, Christ in God, I in Jesus and Jesus in me, and he in God and God in me. Come on. It's beyond just looking at the sheep, and no, there's a greater involvement, there's an intimacy that the world can never produce. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, leaves me beside the still waters, restores my soul. Green pastures, Jehovah Jireh, ever provided. Restores my soul, Jehovah Shalom. I don't know what is looking scattered in your life. I speak a restoration in the name of Jesus. I didn't say in the name of Taiwo. I didn't say in the name of the Fountain of Life Church. I say in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I speak a restoration. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of what? For his name's sake. You think your righteousness will impress God? Let him do. He leads. So what are you doing for yourself? You are not called to do anything for yourself, but to do everything for yourself in collaboration with him. As I'm speaking right now in the name of Jesus, somebody's situation is turning around for good. I mean permanently in the name of Jesus. I mean it for good. You are the next person to testify. In the name of Jesus. You see, that's the God we serve. He likes to bless you and then show the world. Because that has a purpose. What's the purpose? You will be his witnesses. They will know that he's alive and well. And many will come to him. Woohoo, I feel the fire. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Can you imagine that revelation by David? For his name's sake. It's not so much, it's not how much I can impress him. It's the extent that I'm impressing him is to the extent that I know that he has impressed me. It's to the extent that he has impressed me. If he has impressed me, then I'm, automatically, my life and everything about me will impress him. You will live long.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. You will live in ease in the kingdom. Because your life is embedded in him. It is in him I live, I move, and I have my being. Hallelujah. So my life is hidden with God in Christ. Hello? So the fear that you may never make it, let it come on. Drop it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, is a covenant matter. You will make it the way God wants you to make it. Heaven will celebrate you. In the name of Jesus. He makes me to lie there in green pastures. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. For his name's sake. Then I remember the scripture in Philippians. It is God that worketh in us. And to do. So I can't pride myself that I can never. Abba, when you want to see God, I'm the one, I'm not the one. It is God in me. So if you hear me say I'm saying that I is real. That I has a definition. It is him in Christ, Christ in him, and I in Christ and Christ in me. That's why I can boldly say, the Lord is my what? Deliverer. And is my deliverer. I will never be afraid of what man can do. And when you talk of shepherd, come on, the book of Hebrews is our great shepherd. It's one ministry that he's still holding on, that he's still doing today. He's our advocate. He's still our shepherd today. And then, of course, by the time I get into 1 Peter, he's our chief shepherd coming back again. If you get into Revelation, he said, those who came to tribulation, he said, these are the flocks. And now the lamb between the midst of the throne shall be their shepherd. Even in Revelation. We are created to be led. As many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. And it is sons that take authority and give commands here on earth. It is sons. Can't you see you are much more than the devil has ever told you? You are much more than your friend will even tell you. The one that will tell the truth about you is Jesus.
Yes,
you are special.
Yes,
hallelujah. You are. And there's always more in your future. Always more. Regardless of how backward you think you are today, just relax in Christ Jesus. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. For his name's sake, it's not.
It's his namesake. David knew that.
Why are you saying all this? Because the only thing that guarantees supernatural progress, sir, is his presence. And when you say my shepherd, I'm always in his presence. I'm always the focus of his eyes. Progress. And that's why you say, he makes me to lie down in green pastures for his name's sake. It says now. He was talking like a conversation, like talking to a third person. The Lord is my shepherd, then I shall not want. He makes me nod. The tone is going to change. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no. Why? Because the Lord is marsh. That was why David will rest with the lion. For his own sake? No. For the sake of the sheep. Jesus will rest with down the lion. In fact, the psalmist says that his presence destroys the enemy. His presence. And now that I know that the only guarantee for spiritual progress or supernatural progress is his presence, then I will live conscious of his presence. That will. So all he's asking me to do, don't forget, I am here for you. You can trace it throughout the Old Testament. What he did in Egypt, at the Red Sea, he led them, he guided them. He made them. Disciples, he made them. He's still making, he's still leading, he's still guiding. Disciples, I will hear a word behind me say, this is the way. So, yeah, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? I shall fear. Fear flies out of the window. When you are conscious of his presence, nothing to fear. And hear what he says, because God is my shepherd, I am walking through. Do I walk through the valley of the shadow? Do I pass through the shadow? The valley of the shadow. I don't care how dangerous it looks. I don't care how life-threatening it is. You are passing through. In the name of Jesus, I say you are passing. It's the assurance of his presence. When they wait to bury you, they'll see you appear again. When they wait, they see you appear again. When do you see you appear again? Because you are always passing. Because you know who your shepherd. Who is your shepherd? I can hear you. I can hear you. I can hear you. So when the devil says you will never get married, say, come on, come on, devil, keep quiet. My shepherd is leading the way. Hallelujah. Do I walk through the valley of shadow? I shall fear no evil. Come on. Tell your neighbor, say, I fear no evil. I fear no evil. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I fear. Come on, say it like a minute. I can hear you. I can hear you. I can't see it on your faces yet. I can't see it on your faces yet. Why? The Lord is my shepherd. I will fear no. Why? Hear what he said. He said, because you, he has changed the tone. He has changed the tone. He was telling you things. Now he's not talking to you anymore. He said, because you are man. Because you are with me. Read the Bible. Because you are with me. My shepherd, you are with me. He says, your rod and your staff comfort me. I used to wonder, why you run all this stuff? Yeah, you're 42 now. One is enough. No, because the rod is not just a rod like you think. One pastor was saying, he says it's a club. Now understood. As a man who was a person in my secondary school, we were not allowed to carry guns. We only have a jackknife and we have clubs. You know what clubs are? The rod is a club. It's a heavy stick. And how do we prepare our club? Because we have to prepare our club. We look for a shrub, strong one, that we can hold. Then you dig the root with it. Then it comes out. Then you carve it. So when you hold it from the top, it looks like ordinary rod. But when you pick it, it's weight. You are carrying a weight. And if I want to hit that pole, you are trained to do it. You swing it.
This one, this is. This one is swinging.
Then you swing it. That's the rod. You swing. You target, you swing and release. It goes boom. Whatever animal, you crack the bones. We fought dangerous animals like that. So when you say your rod and your staff, to the rod is for the enemy. The staff is for me. It's long, slender rod. So, hey, come on. Arr, arr. In the north, we used to imitate the Fulani. So it will go high somewhere. When the cows are coming to our farms, we say, arr, 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 arr. They will run. So we spoke their language. And we go with the rod. We run inside and we run it after the cattle. Arr, 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 arr. The staff is for me. The rod is for the enemy. Because you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Receive comfort. In the name of Jesus, I say receive comfort. Huh? He's your shepherd. I say be comforted in the name of Jesus. Receive grace in the name of Jesus. Receive uplift in the name of Jesus. Restoration in Jesus' name. Promotion in Jesus' name. Peace, joy, abundance in the name of Jesus. Surely, I'm concluding the matter. This was somebody's meditation. For goodness sake, why would the man's life not be a model? Surely, goodness and mercy shall all the days, even when it looks low or high, when it looks dry or abundance, goodness and mercy shall, the word follow there, go and check it, shall pursue me. Amen. Jesus says his blessings will pursue you and overtake you. Amen. Any popular child of God in the house, his blessings are pursuing you. They will surely overtake you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. But remember, it is living conscious of his presence. You know what Moses says? He says, if your presence doesn't go with me, no matter how much honey is flowing there, don't let me go from here. Your presence is all I need. In the name of Jesus. Remember what David says? He said, let a war come. Let a host come on my right. And let war come on my other side. There is one thing I've always desired. Rather than getting defocused and getting distracted, there's something, no matter what is raging here and what is bubbling here, one thing have I desired, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, that I may be in the presence of the Lord, whether in the battle or in my bed, whether in the farm or at war front, whether on the pulpit or with my wife, that I may be in the presence of the Lord. And what would I do there? Say, to what? To behold, to daily behold his what? His beauty. That my focus will always be his glory, his face. Hallelujah. When I'm in his presence, I'm looking at his face. I'm seeing his face. His attention is on me. I don't want to be distracted by the war here, or the battle here, or the fear there. I say, what did I desire? That I may dwell in the presence of the Lord all the days of my life, beholding his beauty. And daily inquiring in his temple, meditating on his precepts. One scripture says that I may focus on his glory and daily exploit his wisdom. And when his wisdom and his glory combine on me, what else? David at that time! And when he was caught up in sin, hey! You would think that was the end. He says, cast me not away from your presence and take
not your Holy Spirit from me.
And that's why?
Restore.
That's what his presence does. The joy. That's what his presence does. Joy, 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 joy.
And renew the right spirit.
Now, hear me. Psalm 16, verse 8. What does it say? I said, the Lord always is always at my. I shall not. David, verse 11. In your presence, in your right hand, David. Now, if David recognized the presence of the Holy Spirit then, how much more you and I? Now, I'm waiting for a testimony within a week, within a month, within a year, depending on the gestation of that. But where the supernatural takes over, you may jump the line. I don't know, but I'm waiting for a testimony. In the name of Jesus, we've got nothing! It's impossible. Supernatural, transcendent, superseding, whatever the processes may be, or whatever the hindrances may be, I say you are jumping over. You are breaking through. You are going through in the name of Jesus. And the first time he resurrected, he came back and he said, come on. Say, you guys, look at me. So, receive you the Spirit. Amen. Oh, to start the Old Testament, to start us out at all. In Genesis, he gave his breath. To start the new church, he breathed on them. No wonder he says, without me, you can do. Come on, tell your neighbor, say, now I know the secret. It is his presence. Holy Spirit, I am going in the name of Jesus. Come on, give the Lord a big shout in the house. I was sitting on that and said, you know what? When it says this sign shall follow them that believe, there are signs. My friend was asking me, he said, you know, Pentecostals, all these signs and miracles. I said, because that's the will of God. My friend, the Baptist. I said, because he says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And they that believe shall be saved. He said, but they that don't believe, they will be condemned. And these signs, I didn't say it. Jesus said it. So I expect signs. Shall follow them, pursue them, overtake them that believe in my name. They will do what? Cast. So the first thing is whatever is considered an impediment to your life is in trouble. Oh. But you must know who you are. So command in the name of Jesus. Don't keep quiet. You've cried enough. Begin to talk. You've complained enough. See, it hasn't been answered. Change style. Start to talk. You have authority when you talk. One man of God said that authority comes with instruction. But you never see the power of the authority until you confront. So confront a situation. And see whether God will not do what he says he will do. This sign shall follow in my name, you cast out devils. They will speak with new tongues. So now give a shaka to roll over shanda. Sometimes you just find yourself and you are born. Or sometimes you start that way and you get into the spirit. Say, if they take poison, it won't harm. It won't harm. So because you ate in your sleep so well, but you eat, it's a lie. He says that we drink poison, it cannot have any. It's a sign. You will take up serpent. Does that mean I should go and be looking for something to take? No. In the course of my life, trust happened to my way. In the name of Jesus. God will not send you without adequately providing and protecting you. So you go in this your might. In the name of Jesus. A good place to worship him now. Just worship him. He only deserves all the glory. Thank him for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Ask for grace to live conscious of the Holy Spirit. From today, in the name of Jesus. Because your forward direction, your forward increase can never be stopped in the name of Jesus. Whether we are talking spiritually, emotionally, or physically, in the name of Jesus, you have collided with an increase that the devil cannot stop. Supernatural increase. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. 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 Come on, give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukoju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.